This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. America's former top diplomat to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is laying out details of a chilling smear campaign against her. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In transcripts released by three House panels, Marie Yovanovitch told impeachment investigators last month she'd been warned by Ukrainian officials to watch her back, that Rudy Giuliani and other Trump allies were planning to do things and looking to hurt her. Yovanovitch testified Giuliani and two businessmen were interested in having a different ambassador to help their business dealings. President Trump abruptly pulled her from the post as Giuliani pushed Ukraine to investigate baseless corruption allegations against Trump political rival Joe Biden. Yovanovitch told investigators she was not disloyal to the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vietnamese police have arrested eight more suspects in connection with the truck container deaths in southeastern Britain. AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Police say the eight were arrested Sunday on charges of organizing people smuggling overseas as the probe into the October tragedy continues. British authorities charged with trying to identify the remains of the dead are working with officials in Vietnam to find out more about people who are thought to have been in transit to England. It had been confirmed by police on Friday that all of those found in the refrigerated truck container were Vietnamese. Police had initially believed they were Chinese. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-government protesters crossed a major bridge in central Baghdad Monday, approaching the headquarters of state-run TV and coming within 500 meters of the prime minister's office. Security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas at the protesters, killing at least five people and wounding dozens. Dense, noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding area. Pollution levels in New Delhi are at a three-year high. VOA News. After talking about it for 2 years, President Trump can finally, formally start withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I followed through on my promise to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
That was President Trump, June 8, 2017. But technically, the U.S. is still in. The terms of the Paris Agreement say no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. It took effect November 4, 2016, so that means today is the first day the U.S. can start the withdrawal process. A letter to the U.N. will trigger it, and it will take a year to complete. That'll be the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien denounced China's ongoing military buildup in the South China Sea at a meeting of Southeast Asian leaders in Thailand on Monday.
We don't believe that any country should just seal off massive portions of the Pacific Ocean and claim that their territorial waters like it's a lake up in Lake Tahoe, in the middle of the U.S. We're talking with the South China Sea, for example, or the East China Sea, for example. Those are international waters.
Meanwhile, 15 Asian countries agreed on terms for what could be the world's biggest trade pact. The trade deal is backed by China and also brings in the 10 members of ASEAN, as well as Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. McDonald's chief executive officer has left the company after violating policy by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee, the corporation said on Sunday. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The fast food giant said former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment. McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with direct or indirect reports. In an email to employees, Easterbrook acknowledged he had a relationship with an employee and said it was a mistake. McDonald's board of directors voted on Easterbrook's departure Friday after conducting a thorough review. The board of directors named Chris Kempczinski, who recently served as president of McDonald's USA, as its new president and CEO. Julie Walker, New York.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for deadly attacks on Mali's army and a French army convoy in northeastern Mali. The group says it killed 70 soldiers in an attack last week near the border with Niger. Earlier, the government said that 53 soldiers and one civilian were killed. And Hong Kong police say a 48-year-old knife-wielding man who slashed two people and bit off part of the ear of a local politician during weekend protests has been arrested, along with two men who attacked him in return. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.